With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Prescott Cardinals boys basketball team remained undefeated on Tuesday night with their 87-68 win at Ellsworth. As head coach Nick Johnson of the Cardinals told KDWA Sports on Thursday, though it was a bit closer than the Cardinals wanted, it's always nice to get a big win against a huge rival in the Middle Border Conference.
Bottom line, it's a huge win, you know, on the road in the conference, and they're always tough, especially out there. And credit them, you know, they played very well. I thought they had a very good game plan against us, and, you know, we go up 20-plus early, they come back, cut it to 10, 11 and a half, and then, you know, things got really, really interesting there with 8 to go in a tied game. But it's good for us to play in that kind of atmosphere and to play in that pressure situation early in the season against a team like that and a rival team like that. And we found a way to win. And bottom line is that's what we need to do and to come out with a victory. And we'll take positives and negatives from it and keep building.
In their 19-point road win at Ellsworth, it was a great start that got the Cardinals going.
Well, we couldn't have came out any better. We came out unbelievable with their energy and our defensive pressure that caused a lot of our turnovers and fast break opportunities and transition. And we had about a 10 to 12 minute stretch there in the first half that I thought we played extremely well. And then we had about a 4 minute stretch there. We kind of let it back in it. They cut that lead to 10, 11 points and we were up 24. Just careless with the ball, you know, mistakes that we can control with turnovers and bad shot selection and stuff like that and defensive breakdowns. And then, you know, we start the second half the way we ended the first half, you know, just kind of the same things, you know, the turnovers and stuff like that. But then, you know, things got interesting. It got really close. I thought we really turned it up and played very well for a stretch. So up and down game, you know, just clean up the things that we can control. And just likes to keep getting better.
Coach Johnson on a couple of the Cardinal MVPs from their 87-68 road win at Ellsworth.
Bottom line, Mason Holfield's the MVP. Mason Holfield's the MVP, and I'm not sure. I don't know what he ended up with points. I maybe he had 4 or 5 points, but he is now kind of our lockdown defender. We've been spoiled with those guys in the past. It's just guys that are so good defensive that we could put them on our team's best player and kind of take them out of the game. And that happened on Saturday versus the Thorpe team, and now that happened versus Ellsworth. You know, Mason Anderson from Ellsworth, one of the best players in our league, drafted 26 a game. We put Holte on him. I think Holte gave him 4 points, maybe 2 baskets on him. He ended up with 9, but a couple of those were against our zone, and he just took him out of the game, and for us to have the player to be able to do that is so huge. It's so important for us, and like, he gives max effort every single play defensively. And we say, you know, we need everyone to play like that, but Mason Holte, that was a big thing. You know, obviously Jacob Doffin, Parker Nielsen, you know, those guys played very well offensively. Parker, I think, ended up with mid-20s, Jacob low-20s. And but Walker Lenz, another guy that you're not going to see him in the stat sheet, but played very good defensively, had some big steals for us. So I just think those guys are the breezes, you know, the Walker Lenzes and the Mason Holtes are the guys. I mean, that really helped us win that game.
Though the win against Ellsworth sure was fun for the Cardinals, how about what they did at the University of Wisconsin Stout on Saturday? The Cardinals knocked off one of the top teams in Division 5, Thorpe, and a huge confidence builder for the Cardinals early in the season.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to go down to play at the University and stuff like that. With, like I said, there's 9 games that day with, you know, 18 teams in our area who play in that tip-off classic. And, you know, we get matched up with Thorpe, who's a top-5 team in Division 5, who's, you know, they're very good. Some have them picked to go to state, and they have 2 really good players. And a 1-2 punch, I think, is one of the best 1-2 punches we'll see all season. And again, Mason Holte, again, going back to Mason, we put him against their 6'6 kid, and we kind of take him out of the game. Holte did a great job on him, and we played very well defensively that game. You know, we hold them to 39 points. We made things very difficult for them in kind of a slower pace game. They want to slow it down against us, and it's great that we played that style too early in the year. And it was a fun day. It's always fun to go down there and play.
The Prescott Cardinals boys basketball team kept their winning ways going on Friday night as they welcomed Glenwood City to town in a makeup game from earlier on this season. And the Cardinals made Glenwood City pay by 50. The Cardinal boys win by a score of 84-34 over Glenwood City. A big win for the Cardinals, keeping them undefeated on the season. The Prescott girls basketball team also won on Friday night. They win at St. Croix Central 67-31. Since we last talked with head coach Jerry Rupp of the Hastings Raiders boys swimming and diving team, the Raiders have finished 3rd place in the Metro East Conference relays and also fell in a very close 7-point dual meet to Farmington 94-87 on Tuesday night. Coach Rupp joined KDWA Sports once again on Wednesday, first to look back at conference relays, and walk us through the Farmington meet.
Yeah, we had a pretty good start last week when we had conference relays. We went up to Simley, up to the Grove, and took place in that. It's a nice little meet, that conference relays. It doesn't really count for standings, but it's kind of a preview, if you will, kind of see where we're at and what we need to do. And the boys did a good job. They placed third out of seven teams. We were 4 points out of second place, which was very encouraging because one of our best guys was out last week with the flu. So had he been there, there's a good possibility that we would have, you know, slid into that second spot. So that gives me some good encouragement for what's going to take place, I think, with the conference season. You know, we had some good performance. We have a lot of young guys again, so they're kind of learning the ropes of what to expect with being now on a high school team versus doing the club program. It's a whole different deal. But, you know, the older guys are kind of showing them the ropes a little bit, and that works out well. So it was a good finish for us. We move forward to, like you said, last night we had Farmington. We traveled over to Farmington. Farmington graduated a lot of guys last year, a lot of fast guys, but they also had some fast guys left over. And one of their guys, only a sophomore, has really developed into a top-notch swimmer. We battled them pretty good last night as best we could, but, you know, we just came up a little bit short with them. But we had some good performances. A couple of young guys, Eli Hitchcock and also Oliver Gergen. I named them swimmers of the meet because they had lifetime bests in their events, and so they're making improvement. And that's kind of what we're looking at. It's all about improvement, you know, trying to get these young guys, get them competitive. It's tough to put a 7th or 8th grader against a junior and a senior. For boys, you know, that's just a world of difference in development and whatnot. But they're working on it. They're getting there. You know, we move forward now tomorrow night, Thursday, to Henry Sibley. They come to our pool, so we will host them. Henry Sibley plays one place right behind us at the conference relays, and so we know that they have some good swimmers, a couple of good guys in some different events, and you know, we try to match up with them as best we can. We'll be back to full strength. We were missing three guys last night due to the band concert, so now tomorrow night they'll be ready to go, and we'll have full strength, and I'm looking forward to some great performances against the Warriors.
What's also very exciting and encouraging for the Raiders is seeing some new faces and new names getting swimmers and divers of the meet this early in the season.
Exactly. Well, you look at conference relays, you know, we had John Destros was our swimmer of the meet. You know, he had some really good performances. He's a sophomore this year. And the diver of the meet, that meet was Charlie Jensen. Charlie Jensen's a 7th grader, and he's coming out of that Jensen line of swimmers and divers. And, you know, he's number 4 to come along here, and he did a good job because he just does whatever he has to, whatever Coach Brianna asks of him. And again, last night, you know, we had Nathan Barker, who's, again, a 7th grader, completed his first varsity diving competition and did really well there. So he got the diver of the meet. And like I said, Eli Hitchcock, his older sister Nora, swims on the girls' team. He's a 7th grader trying out for the different things. And Oliver Gergen, again, we saw the older Gergens come through a little while ago. And so, you know, just those guys, young guys that are really trying to pick up the torch here and make those improvements and get into that level of varsity competition.
The Raiders then took care of business against Henry Sibley 97-84 on Thursday. More on the Raider swimmers next week. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.